On Cornell University Week, AI is also coming to science labs. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alex Townsend, associate professor in the mathematics department, examines the benefits for scientific discovery.
Artificial intelligence has been in the news a lot recently. You've probably heard about AI's ability to do impressive things, like generating targeted ads, making chatbots, and even defeating humans in chess. But you haven't yet heard about AI doing science. We're talking about a lab assistant who whispers scientific discoveries in your ear and never takes a coffee break. Researchers, including myself, are aiming to create this kind of scientifically minded AI. Right now, we can get AI to look at a patient's mammogram and estimate the likelihood of breast cancer. So AI is already doing remarkable things and saving lives. But AI offers little scientific insight. And AI's only explanation for why a patient has cancer is because it said so. We're trying to make a different kind of AI, a science teacher. We want to develop AI that can predict patterns in ways that give scientists insight. In the 1660s, Newton realized that it's easier to find relationships between rates of change, like slopes, than to model the quantities themselves, like height above sea level. Newton discovered calculus. And the relationships between rates of change are now called differential equations. They've become the language of science, a way to describe the world and understand complicated things like cloud formation and tsunami waves. So we're working on getting AI to speak in Newton's language of calculus. Instead of predicting the future, we want AI to look at data and tell us the underlying governing differential equation. This will make AI a bit like Sherlock Holmes' trusty sidekick, Dr. Watson, who helps us connect the dots, but in the end, a human scientist still needs to solve the case.
That was Alex Townsend of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.